ننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدار الآتي. آمين. يا حمل الله حامل خطية العالم كله، نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا. آمين.
كريانا إيسون، كريانا إيسون يا رب ارحم.
كريانا إيسون، كريانا إيسون ارحمنا يا الله.
كريانا إيسون، كريانا إيسون اسمعنا وارحمنا.
Transgression, those which have committed willingly, and those which committed knowingly, and those which committed unknowingly, the head and the mind, all over the earth, and the
soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul,
and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and
the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the soul, and the
إكراما ومجدا للثالوث المقدس الآب والابن والروح القدس سلاما وبنيانا لكنيسة الآن واحدا وحيدا مقدسا الجامع الرسولي. آمين. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and blessed gifts, our sacrifices, and those who bring them. Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, strengthen our way. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia.
Erifranim efiotim epshirim bebnumato agonotin otvin manot in Jeff no divio divando cratur.
Amen.
Marod in Jeff no ganis in chiris on the Christos penchois.
Is better Agios, Seos Agios, and Epnemagion, Amen. Ευλογητός Κυριός ο Θεός εστός αιώνας. Αμήν. Νιέτ νος τύρο εις μω εψώης, μαρό εις μω εν οφεν γενή λαός τύρο, για πευνάει το γροέρι εγών, ο ότι μυθμιέτε εψώης σοψάνε. Αμήν. Αλληλούια.
Δόξα πατρίκε, Αιώ και Άγιο Πνεύμα,
προσευχήστα σίτη
ιερήνη πάση
και το πνεύμα τη
Θόρεν σέπε μόνον το τφημερή φερπιτνή φωνάει τη βνότη ότι μεν σάις Open not your open sortires, Pierchristos. J. of Erescovazinigon of Vaitener on of Aragon on of Shoptener of T. Asuer on of T. to ten of Intenshire at I on thy and thought. Marintigo erof opos and if aring eron, Chimpoi ego into a vinim nego tiron tepen onk, Chen herin in iver in jepi on the ratu or Pshoin sepen noti.
Bose vexosti.
Kielai so.
Buddha Panto Kratun, the father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition. Concerning every condition and in every condition, for you have called us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness. All of our mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All evil temptation, O the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people and from this blessed table and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
May your servant, the minister of this day, the Higumene, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, and all the people, my will be absolved from the mouth of the all holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. From the mouth of the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, Samar, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch and Severus, our church, the discourse, and Ashanas, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyrus, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, from the mouth of the 380 Damascene and Nicaea, the 158 Constantinople and 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest Baba Amba Tawadros II, and his partner, our father, the Bishop Ambabulus, and from the mouth of my abjected self and the least, for blessed and full of glory, In your holy name, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
Thank you. Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. I say again, let no one think me a fool. If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little. What I speak not according to the Lord, but as it were foolishly in the confidence of boasting. Seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast. For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. For you put up with it if one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face. To our shame, I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily? My deep concern for all the churches. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the Second Epistle of our Teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Of our fathers, the pure apostles who are invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessing be with us all. Amen. And after those days, we packed and went up to Jerusalem. Also, some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us and brought with them a certain Manassen of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we were to lodge. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. And when he had greeted them, he told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and they said to him, "You see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. But they have been informed about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children nor to walk according to their customs. What then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have four men who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified with them, and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads, and that all may know that those things of which they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. But concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written and decided that they should observe no such thing, except that they should keep themselves from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality." Then Paul took the men, and the next day, having been purified with them, entered the temple to announce the expiration of the days of purification, at which time an offering should be made for each one of them. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Amen. اليوم الخامس عشر من شهر أمشير المبارك أحسن الله انقضاءه وعاد علينا وعليكم ونحن أنتم مغفرون خطايا الزلات والأثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب أباء إخوتي أمين. في مثل هذا اليوم تنيح القديس بفنوتيوس الراهب. ترهب هذا القديس في أحد أديرة الصعيد وعاش حياة مقدسة حتى أنهم كانوا ينظرون إليه كملاك أكثر منه كإنسان، وكان يسعد كثيرا بملازمة الأرواح الطوائية. كما كانت له دالة عظيمة في صلواته لدى الله قد جذب الكثيرين إلى طريق الرهبنة. حركته نعمة الله للدخول إلى البرية لينظر الآباء السواح ويتعرف على سيرة حياتهم. فقام ومشى في البرية أياما كثيرة ولاقى متاعب جمة في الطريق، وكان يظهر له ملاك الرب يشدده ويقويه حتى وصل أخيرا إلى أماكن الآباء السواح، ورأى كثيرين منهم أشهرهم الأنبا بتيموثيوس السائح والأنبا نوفير السائح الذي كفنه القديس بفنوتيوس دفنه. استهوته حياة السياحة فأراد البقاء هناك، ولكن القديس أنبا نوفير أعلمه أن ليست هذه مشيئة الله بالنسبة له، ولكن عليه أن يرجع إلى بريته ويخبر الأخوة بما رآه وسمعه لينتفع الآباء الرهبان وسالكي طريق الفضيلة. وفعلا بعد نياحة أبا نفر سقطت النخلة التي كان يقتاد بها منها وجفت عين الماء وانهارت المغارة، فرجع القديس بفنوتيوس حزينا وثابر على حياة النسك والصلاة، وأخيرا ظهر له ملاك الرب ودعاه للانطلاق إلى المدار الأبدية. فاجتمع حوله الأخوة سمعوا منه أقوالا نافعة، ثم فاضت روحه الطاهرة بركة صلواتي فتكن معنا أمين. On this day also the righteous prophet Zacharias, the son of Barakiah, the son of Iddo, one of the 12 minor prophets, was martyred. He was from the tribe of Levi. I was born in the land of Gilead. His father's name was Barachias, who died young, so the prophet was named after his grandfather Edo. He was exiled to the land of the Chaldeans. In the exile, he prophesied in the eighth month, in the second year of the reign of King Darius, about the year 520 before Christ. After the king had allowed the men of Judah to return to Jerusalem, the prophet's message was centered on strengthening the frail determination of the people to behave with the spirit of godliness and rebuild the temple. He then uncovered the glorious future of Jesus Christ, who emanated hope in them after the destruction of Jerusalem and the cities of Judah during the period of exile, which lasted 70 years. He also prophesied about the incarnation of the word of the Logos in the midst of Zion. He prophesied also about his triumphant entrance into Jerusalem, selling him with 30 pieces of silver, the piercing of his hands and feet, the darkness during the crucifixion, piercing him with the spear, the scattering of the disciples, and the ascending of the Holy Spirit. And the Jews became angry from the admonishing of this prophet. They conspired against him and slew him between the temple and the altar. As the Savior had told the scribes and the Pharisees, that on you may come all the righteous bloodshed on the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachia, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. فيه أيضا من سنة 21 للشهداء 305 ميلادية استشهد القديس أنبا بيقول القس. ولد هذا القديس بصعيد مصر، ولتقواه وسيرته الصالحة رسموه قسا، فاهتم بعهد الشعب وتعليمه وتثبيته على الإيمان. ولما سمع عن تعذيب المسيحيين مضى إلى الإسكندرية، هناك التقى بسميه القديس أنبا بيقول الجندي أثناء تعذيبه، فقبض عليه وسلموه للوالي كلوسيانوس، فعذبه وأضعه السجن. لما استلم أرمانيوس الولاية على الإسكندرية أوقفوا القديس أمامه، فاعترف بالسيد المسيح وأظهر ثباتا. عندئذ أمر الوالي أن يجلد ويعذب بشدة، فاحتمل ذلك بكل هدوء وسكينة. وقد أجرى الله على يديه بعض المعجزات، فنسبها الوالي للسحر، وقال له: يا معلم السحر، أما تترك سحرك وتسجد للآلهة؟ لأن الذي أنت متكل عليه لن يقدر أن يخلصك هذه المرة. فأمر أرمانيوس الوالي أن يعصر بالهنبزين ويوضع على سرير حديد تحته نار، وأخيرا أمر بقطع رأسه. فقال القديس: الآن قد كمل فرحي وأتممت كهنوتي، فلي اليوم 40 سنة أخدم الرب لأجل هذه الساعة. تقدم السياف وقطع رأسه ونال إكليل الشهادة، وما زالت توجد كنيسة باسمي بقرية تلت غربي منية مدينة المنية. بركة صلواتي تكون معنا، أمين. On this day also the church celebrates the commemoration of the consecration of the church of the 40 martyrs who were martyred in Sebaste by the hands of Emperor Licinius. It was the first church that had been built after their names, where their bodies were located in Sebaste. St. Basil the Great consecrated it. He also wrote their biographies and established a great feast day from them on this day. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Bye.
Chlile flogison is more in a so Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the own holy apostles, many from the righteous men have desired to see which you see and seen them, and to hear which hear and have not heard them. But as for I for thee see and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear to act according to holy gospels through that prayer of your saints.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our mother bidden us to remember the supplications and prayer which offer up unto Lord our God. Those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick. Heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Στασίτε μετά φόβο Θεό, ακούσαμε το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
And listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all. Amen.
Isos pe Christos epshirim efnut yeton pion of shine. Pi o fan pen noti pe sha ine den tin tiro amin.
From the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. God willing, we'll start tomorrow the Great Lent. And all the churches, and these days, we are talking about congratulation, and everyone is congrats like the other people. And say congratulation because we will start tomorrow the Great Lent. And some people said, really, we will start the Great Lent, and we have to say congratulation. It's hard for us. It's very hard to listen. It's very hard also to stay and fasting all these days and change all this food. But actually, no. If we are going to fast and we know what we are doing, what we will do, and what when how we will live with God, it will be very easy for us. And maybe we will ask more days to fast. During this great Lent, inshallah, we have a different plan, and we will do something different. We will start to study in the morning, in Sundays, the Father prayer, Our Father who art in heaven. So every Sunday morning, we will take a part from it and we will start to study it. Saturday night, we will go for the Sermon on the Mountain, and we will study also each part from the Sermon on the Mountain. Before go through that, we have to know that God, he started to, if we wanted to pray really, so I have to realize in first my position toward God, how I will pray to someone, and I don't know my position. For example, if I wanted to go to ask my father something, so I have to know very well, I know very well that he's loving me. And if I go to my friend, for example, to ask him about anything, so I have to know in first my position. So I have to know also my position toward God, my Father. That's why Jesus Christ started to teach us how to pray by saying, Our Father. He started the first beginning of the prayer. Don't, for example, say whatever. No, he said, say Our Father. The position, my position toward God is He is Father and I am His Son. I have to start the prayer by praising. I have to start prayer by seeing God and left everything. That's why he said, Our Father who art in heaven. And my question, why he has to say, Our Father who art in heaven? We know that God is existing everywhere. What I have to say in heaven? Because when I talk to someone, I have to look to him. So God or Jesus Christ started to say to us, if you wanted to pray, raise your eyes up and say, Our Father who art in heaven. The first things that I have to do in my prayer, I have to lift everything on earth and I have to look up and raise my eyes up and say, Our Father. When Jesus Christ said, he said, if you wanted to come to me and pray, don't think about anything else. Our Father who art in heaven, and I'm leaving everything on earth, and I'm starting to look to you and start praise you. I'm not coming to you, my Father, to ask some requirements or demands or whatever I need and I want. No, this is not the real prayer. The real prayer is, first of all, thank God and praising God. If I wanted to really come to pray, I have to look to his face and say, thank you, God, for everything. You give us a lot. You give everything to us. In Matthew 8, which is already Matthew 6, we read this in Gospel. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray Our Father who art in heaven. In Romans 8, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. This is St. Paul said in Romans. He emphasized about the Son of God. We are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, the Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. St. Paul emphasized about one part only. We are sons of God. We are his children. And if you wanted to call him Abba. In Aramaic word, if we go to the Aramaic word, we'll see. The word Father, when he said like, Our Father who art in heaven, it's beginning by Abba, Father who art in heaven. Abba, it means my dear Father. My dear Father, it means that this is a relationship between me and between you. It's deeply. It's like exactly in another translation, it's the same daddy. Some of the books, it's written like they remove our Father and they put daddy who art in heaven.
And it means for us, He is my Father. This is a deep relationship. It is not as superficial, who art in heaven and only, but I am here on earth and you are in heaven and we are not talking together. No, He is the Father in heaven and He is my Daddy, who as I'm talking to Him, I'm asking Him everything and I wanted to be with Him all the time. He shows me His love. And also I will have to show Him my love. He is not occupied at all. And also when He said, say our Father, don't say my Father who art in heaven, because He said, everyone on earth, He is my son and daughter. He never forget anyone. And when he said, pray our Father, but there are some sinners outside, don't worry. They are my sons and my daughter too. But they are persecuted, the people. They persecute also the Christians. Don't worry about that. They are also my sons and my daughters. Oh my God, like what you are saying. This is what I have to say. Say and pray, our Father who art in heaven. So I will go to the fatherhood. The attributes of our Father, 6 letters. And I will go through the 6 letters. I try to resume the meaning of the Father, our God. I can't like resume and conclude in 6 letters only. If I wanted to talk about the fatherhood of my God, my Lord Jesus Christ, I have to talk all my life. But I will try now to do like a resume about the 6 letters only, which is Father. He promised to never to know what the Father is first. He promised to never leave us. He tried to find us. He gave us also the space to do whatever you want, whatever we want, and also to choose what we want. But He is caring about us. He's looking over us. He loved His own who are in the world. And this is what we are saying in the liturgy. So the first one, the first letter is F, which is faithful and forgive. God is very patient. He's very kind. He never ran out. He always forgive me. He's always looking to me. Listen to Psalm 103. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children. Psalm 106. For He is good. His love endures forever. And we praise that in a midnight praising. The Lord's love and kindness indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. What that means? He's very patient and very kind. The problem that we are thinking that when we are sinning, so the devil tried to take this part from his side and he's fighting me and telling me, God will never forgive you. And if I go to Abuna and repent and confess, and after that he come back to me and say, he's never forgive you. And he remember what you did. Remind, and he's trying to remind me about what I did before. I have to remind myself. The first letter of Father is He forgive. He is forgiving me when I come back to Him. He give me the space. And tell me, and He try also to push me to repent. But the problem is, like sometimes I'm not listening to Him. But when I come back, He's still away. He still wait. That's why when we go to Sundays in the Lent, the third one is prodigal son. Like we have the prodigal son. Why? Because he said, like, come back, Habibi, to my father. Psalm 103, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgression from us. He will never go to the past and remind me about what I did before. If I repent and confess, He forgive and forget. So the first one is F is forgive, and I have to remind myself that always when I come back, He is forgiving me. The second letter is A. He's always approachable. Sometimes when I feel like when I'm busy, so my son can, for example, come to me, and I say to him, like, oh, I'm busy now. Can you come back to me later? I'm busy. I have to go. I have visits. I have to do whatever. So after that, I think that one day I was thinking about that. God never busy. Never be busy. He's always open his ears and his eyes to me, and he's always listening to me. I never, for example, see God in bad mood. And I'm no, when I go back to him, like for example, when I want to talk to him. So he said, no, Habibi, I'm bad mood now. I'm not able to listen to you. I never said that. I never heard that. God is always on. 24 hours. He's not, it's like sometimes 911. It's maybe sometime it will be late, a little delay. I remember one day, like I read this story. One child, he called 911 and said, "Can I talk to God?" He's always, because he finds, like they said to him that 911 is always working. So he said, "Okay, God is working all the time too. So for sure, he's working with 911." But it's a heavenly 911. It's different. Hebrews 4:16. Tells us when we can draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Psalm 121 tells us that God will not let our feet slip because he never slumbers. Psalm 138, David saying, "When I called, you answered me, you greatly emboldened me." We have to know that he is always reachable and he is always approachable, and he is always also, he can find himself all the time. The third letter is T. He's a teacher. So we have to know, number one is forgive. He always forgive. Number two, he's reachable, approachable, and always being here with us. Number three is teacher. In Isaiah, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Sometimes God tries to talk to me, but I'm not listening, but he's teaching me all the time. Number one, he's teaching me by opening the Bible. If you wanted to listen, if you wanted to know what God is exactly saying to you, open your Bible. Open everything. Open his word to listen to his word. He's talking to you always. He's teaching you how to live this life. Or sometimes you come to the church and you listen, for example, to a deacon, to the priest, to anyone, and listen to a word. Oh, this word, it's amazing. This God is like sending to me to teach me something. Go outside the world, and maybe sometimes you will listen to someone who's talking to you, and you'll find this word is coming to you specifically because God, he wanted to talk to you and teach you to. In Proverbs 3, "Do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not reason his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as the father the son he delights in." And sometimes also too, there is a discipline. He has to put me on the right way. As his son. There is a, between the son and between the father, there is love and there is boundaries. There is love, and also he has to teach me how to live. And sometimes he has to, again, to put me on the track. And at this time, sometimes there is a discipline. And he has to tell me, this is wrong, Habibi. And sometimes I cry. God, it's a temptation. It's hard. But God say, don't worry, Habibi. I will take out for it. But I want that you learn the lesson. In James 1:5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." As a teacher, He tried to teach me, and I'm learning also how to be wise. He gave me the wisdom too. He gave me the wisdom, yes. One day, Solomon, he asked God, God asked him, what you want? I will give you whatever you ask. So he said, can you give me a few days and I will back you to you? He said, for sure, whatever you want. Money, gold, diamonds, anything. So Solomon came back to him and said, no, I need the wisdom. And he was very specifically like he wanted to know exactly. He exactly knows what he wants. And he said, I need wisdom. The wisdom, this is what we have to ask God when we are praying. Give us the wisdom to how to deal with the people, how to deal with all the life. And God had a lot and give me the wisdom as he gave to Solomon. And he is teaching me also to how to live this life. In Romans 8:28, causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So I have to understand too, that when he is teaching me, everything is good. However, if it's discipline, also it's good for me. Number four is H. Father, help on time. God doesn't make any mistake. Sometimes I feel, oh my God, like if you did that before or now, I will be, it's really great for me. And I love that. And I'm asking God, sometimes I'm fighting him, why you are listening, not listening to me? Every time I'm asking, I'm not responding, you are not, there is no answer. And sometimes I'm very sad and angry. And I'm talking to God. A lot of people I met in my life, and they said, we are angry from God because he's not listening to us. And after maybe years and years, I met them again, and they said, we were wrong. God is always helping me on time. The problem that it's my time, depend on my time, I see that he will help me like that. And I see this is perfect for me. But he's talking to me, Habibi, no. It's not, it's wrong. This is not good for you on this time. And again, I'm not listening to him. And if I go back to my history, I will find that he was helping me on time. Why I'm asking always and I'm angry from God? Because he is not responding to me. No, he's helping me on time. Psalm 84:11. No good things doth he withhold from those who walk uprightly. God is, as we said, he is listening to me all the time. But the problem is how he deliver what I'm asking from him, it's a different way. He gave Abraham his son after years and years. And Abraham, he was trusting him. Joseph, he went through a lot of temptation and troubles. And he was asking God, where are you? It's so hard for me to support and endure all of that. It's too hard for me. But he never lose his trust. He never lose his trust. And what happened? He was looking to God all the time. And he knows every time. He knew that on time, God will help him. And on time, God gave him different life. The letter E is, he is a good example. In Romans 5:8, tell us that God demonstrates his own love for us in this while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The questions, why God, he was incarnate and he became to the world? Well, number one is to save us. Number two, because our body is corrupted, so by his incarnation, he took the body, and now he's incorrupted. Another thing, he tried to tell us, I am an example for you, and you have to follow me. What he did, open the Bible and read in the New Testament, in the four Gospels, what Jesus Christ did, try to imitate him. He was crying like me. He was laughing like me. He did everything as a human except the sin. So when I wanted to see how to deal with everything in my life, I have an example here. And God, the incarnation God, he came to the world to teach me how to deal. So he is in front of me all the time. As if I'm a son, I'm a kid, and I have a father, and I wanted to imitate him. Look to the small kids, for example, and see how they are acting. They imitate their parents. If he's going to the church and doing a cross, exactly, he's doing the same, doing the cross at him. If he worship, he was worshiping too. If he's not going to the church at all, he will never go to the church as him. If he's not praying, he will imitate him, and he's not praying. And if he's doing that, sometimes the kids, they are saying some words. And these words, and we're like, from where this word? He learned this word. No, he already learned this word from his parents. We are imitating our father. He's a good example for us. In Romans 8:38, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing will separate me from God. Nothing. He gave us the promise. And I'm always looking to him because he is my Father. And he said, never I will go out, never I will leave you. And I'm saying to him also, I try my best that nothing will make me away from you. And they are reliable, righteous, refuge. In Psalm 145, he said, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. Matthew 7:11. Jesus said, if you then thought you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? He is a righteous and refuge. When I feel bad, I remember that when I see the kids, for example, when they have fear, they run to go to their parents, father or mother. They have nothing, nowhere to go anywhere. They had no refuge except father or mother. When I feel there is a trouble, when I feel there's something in my heart, I have no refuge except Jesus Christ. And he is righteous. He is not, for example, blaming me and say, hey, what you did? Why you are coming now? He's never. He is a refuge. The last letter is a refuge. And righteous. His desire that everyone come to him. Because he is righteous, that's why he is waiting everyone. And he tries with everyone. He tries with the people, the Christian people in church, and trying with the other people outside the church. He's trying with ISIS, and he's trying also with the people who are righteous people in the church. He tried with the kids, and he tried with everyone, also the seniors, and everyone is his son and daughter. In Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I can't trust anyone else. He's only got the refuge. I see also, if you see the animals, if you see the birds. When they have fear, they go to mom or dad. They cover them. Because we said he covered us and he helped us. That's why he is a refuge. He's only the refuge. When I feel I have a scared from anything, I have a fear in my life, in my heart, I go to him too. 1 Corinthians 29. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth. Yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great, to strengthen everyone. 1 Corinthians 29. If you wanted to know who is God, go to this verse again and read it. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and in the earth. Yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Both righteous and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is a power and might, and it lies in your hands to make great and to strengthen everyone. He is my Father. He is my Father when Saint John, the beloved, he saw him in the Revelation book, and he said, he is the mighty. He is the creator. So why I have to fear? I scare from what? From the people? From have nothing in my hand? From the future? I have no fear. If my Father is like that, it's written in 1 Corinthians like that, I have no fear. I can't be scared from anything in my life. I'm trusting Him 100% because He's doing everything. He created everything, everything in His hands. Even my names, He's already graved in His hand. Why I have to fear? During this Lent, I hope that we can to be a different journey with our Jesus Christ, with our Lord. I have to find also something different in my life. I have to read the Bible. We will send to you later every week different readings from the Bible too. And also like a spiritual regime. If we go like we can say like regime. I know that everyone, for example, like we're doing a regime and we have to do that, we have to not eat that. Also too, I have to go through spiritual life and I have to do also a regime, like a schedule what I have to eat. Not eating food, eating spiritual in my spiritual life, eating the Word of God, eating the prayer, eating the meditation, eating the by doing metanias, eating by saying Jesus Christ prayer. And remember from first day, which is tomorrow, it's not for tomorrow. I have to remember all my life. He is my Father. To conclude it, F is faithful and forgive. God is forgiving me. A is always approachable and always reachable. T is teacher and He is teaching me through everything. H is help on time. Every time He is on time. E, He is a good example and I have to imitate Him. R is reliable, righteous, and He is refuge. So, I have to remember that. And as I said, we will send to you everything about the Great Lent, and I hope also to follow this regime. And every week also we have a book we will distribute it, like we will send it by PDF to read it, a spiritual book. Let's make this time is different. One of the fathers said, if we are not benefit from this time during in the year, so I can't benefit from anything else. This time is very fruitful also too. So I have to remember that. One of I will read for you this one as if Jesus is saying that to me, to everyone. I love you, you are mine. Your name is written up in my heart. Your prayers are precious to me. Your life is in my hands. I'm always with you. I am nearer to you than your own heart. I give my life so that you might live forever with me. So can I ask you to be mine, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocross, who creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, for all ages, light of light, through God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures, ascended to the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds with the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Is more in through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus. by with the host of angels, glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward man.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with you. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil until death. And make our through our master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling under condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who are Jesus Christ, Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father. Come and save us, have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Aksiyun kezike o. Aksiyun kadikaun. O you who are master, Lord God of truth, being before the Jews are reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the wind and the sea and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who sit, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principal, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are your own, who stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, sighing.
Let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy,
ثم الحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي قبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا وصية بالرواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم تجسد وتنس وعلمنا الأنفالوس وأنعم لنا بالميلاد الفوقاني الذي من الماء والروح وجعلنا له شعبا مجتمعا وصيانا طارا بروحك القدوس هذا الذي أحب خاصة الذين في العالم وسلم ذاته فداء عنا إلى الموت الذي تملك علينا هذا الذي كنا ممسكين به مبيعين من قبل خطايانا نزل إلى الجحيم من قبل الصليب وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله
فرحمتك يا رب وليس كخطايا
خريم فانشتيم مستيريون تتمت افسفيس افتشغار اتفي امو خيب انخم بي كوزموس فتشين او ايك اجنب جيجت او ابنات انشني او غنان طليب او غمكاريون او غن رفتان خون
تناتي جفاي بخنوم اسمي
افگوشت ابشوید فهروک فیت فوف انیوت فنوتی او افنی ونت او نوین اتاف شپنگ مون
آمین
آف اسمو ایروف آف اراغی ینزینی افتیفن یتنوفن آگیوس ماتیتیس اوان اپوستولوس ات اوهب افگو اموس تک ایتو ویت اول او یو فور دیس از مای بادی ایت شد بی بروکن فور یو اند فور منی تو بی گیون فور د ریمیشن اف سینز دو دیس In remembrance of me.
This is true.
Ayriti on pike afot menen sapidi non afot fevol khin o erpenem umo et of shipping mon afes mo eru af er agen zine mof Aftif on in nietenu fin nagius matitis, owen apostolus et oweb, evgo emus. Take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shall be shed for you and for many. To be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Every time you shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. فيما نحن أيضا نستعذ كرامه المقدسة قيامته من الأموات صعود إلى السماء تبلوس عن يمينك أيها الأب أظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
اسجد لله بخوف ورعدة
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب ونسجو دولا
بروسخومن آمين
او باي اوين كمين انت فايف ان سوما اف او اذن
تين آتي آمين
pai avodeon enes no fiftaiot en te ti dianthiki en veri ento.
Ke palinti na ti a
Given for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
God's words were master to partake of your holiness and to the perfection of our soul, our body and our spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit, and may have a shared and inheritance with all the saints who have blessed you. Then the beginning, remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Lord have mercy.
Which you have acquired yourself with the precious blood of your cross, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her foremost. Remember, O Lord, our blood and honor, Father, the Archbishop Baba Ambatawadruz, the second and his partner in his ministry, our Father, the Bishop Ambabudos.
Lord, have mercy.
And who rightly defined the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higumens, priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O Lord.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the
Remember, Lord, the safety of this place which is yours and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein and God's faith graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year, bless them.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy,
Lord, have mercy. Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrow be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as the infant. Blend the crown of the year with your goodness. For the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything always, may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, those who have brought unto this game those on whom we have been brought, and those by whom we have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who bring them.
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, I command of your only begotten Son, and share the commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of the Righteous who consummated in the faith, most of all the pure, full of glory and virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly give birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, the former Baptist, the martyr, the esteemed archdeacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle and the martyr, the patriarch and severe teacher, discourse and ascendant apostolic, Saint Peter, our martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sidicius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Thessalonian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Nicene Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abba Antoni. Our righteous Father, Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all the children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John, the Gemin, our righteous Father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. Our righteous Father, Papa Kirillus, and Saints, and our Deacon, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayers and supplications have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls, and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, and everyone whose names we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ. Graciously, O Lord, remember us all of your servants, Nabil Amin, Olga, Taufi, Shakra, Lassidhum, Mark Milad, Salama, Briel, Latif, Shinuda. Graciously, O Lord, uphold their souls in the bottom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in the green pasture, by the water of the rift, or in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons.
Lord, have mercy.
Of joy in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too, who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the earth.
As it was, and shall be, it is from generation to generation.
And lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this soul, so in all this your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything. Honor and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Rini Pasi.
نشكر الله دعبت الكل أبا ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا أهلاً الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. هو أيضاً الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة إصعاد أسرار الإلهية غير الماء
Yeah.
Christos in je pipanto curator choice penuti.
Amin, amin, prosevexasti.
Kyrie
سيدنا رب الإله ضابة الكل الذي أرسل ابنه الوحيد إلى العالم علمنا الناموس والوصايا المكتوبة الإنجيل المقدس علمنا أن الصوم والصلاة اللذان يخرجان الشياطين إذ قال إن هذا الجنس لا يخرج بشيء إلا بالصلاة to give in and save Daniel from the lion's den, fasting and prayer were pursued by Moses until he received the Lord's commandments written with the finger of God. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the people of Nineveh. So God had mercy upon them and forgave their sins and lifted his wrath away from بهم الأنبياء تنبأوا من أجل مجيء المسيح قبل مجيئه بأجيال كثيرة صلى سلام اللذان عمل بهم الرسل وبشروا في جميع الأمم وصيروهم مسيحيين وعمدوهم باسم الآب والابن والروح sing and pray and pursue the martyrs until they shed their blood in the name of Christ, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the righteous, the just, and the cross bearers, and those who dwelt in the mountains, deserts, and caves of the earth because of their great love for Christ the King.
Eleison, eleison, Lord, have mercy.
ونحن أيضا فلنصم عن كل شر بطهارة وبر ونتقدم إلى هذه الذبيحة المقدسة ونتناولها منها بشكر لكي بقلب طاهر ونفس مستنيرة بوجه غير مخزي وإيمان بلا ريا بمحبة كاملة رجاء ثابت نجسر بدالة بغير خوف أن ندعوك يا الله الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
جرد اكتب لابتدائنا تهب ايضا حركات المغرسه فينا اقعنا الاسباب التي تشكنا للخطيه نجينا بوجود
كان بخريستو اشكرك
يا رب
اسيسوس ب Das Gefahrlas im Anto Kirio Oklina Ate Enopio
أريف ما بيم شون سنن جنثوتي اسمه إيرو
سوتي سمين كتب نبماتي سومت أفوثي أبروس خمين
كي يلي سون كي يلي سون كي يلي
سون For the holy, blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy
Body and the blood of Emmanuel, our God, this is in truth. Amen.
Amen. I believe.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe, and confess to the last friend that this is the life-giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of us, all the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with His divinity, without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed that good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of His own will for us all. Truly I believe that His divinity parted not from His humanity for a single moment or a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of Him. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is His Son in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you all. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Yesu al-Masih
Yesu al-Masih,
يسوع المسيح صام عنا 40 يوما و40 ليلة سبحوا بأوتار وأرغون هللويا هللويا يسوع المسيح صام عنا 40 يوما و40 ليلة سبحوا باسلوك حسنات الصوت هللويا هللويا يسوع المسيح صام عنا 40 يوما و40 ليلة سبحوه باسمه جيت لي هللويا هللويا جيسوس كرايست فاستد فور اس فور فيديز اند فور فين اي بريز غاد ان sound of the trumpet, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights. Praise him with sultry and heart. Alleluia.
سبع مرات تبال الرحمة على المساكين فإن الرحمة تحل عليهم والمسيح يرحمهم في يوم الدين ويحل بروح في يوم خاف الموقف يوم الزحمة وأعطي صدقة تزداد نعمة فعلى الرحمة تحل الرحمة طوبى لأهل البر والحسنات داوم فإن آخر ساعة يفرح فيها أهل الطاعة أما المرتحل بغير بضاعة فهو خائف دائم الحسرات In that day there is great aid For merciless and judgment's faith, it helps the people of the earth to rise to the highest level. Blessed are those who have mercy. Who give to the poor and fast and pray. The Holy Spirit will fill their heart. The sorrow show them mercy on judgment day.
أمين مجدا وإكراما إكراما مجدا يا ملاك هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة بهذه التسبيحة اليوم إلى العلو اذكرنا أمام الله
نسبح مع الملائكة المجد لله في الأعلى عبد السلام في نفس المسار أمين الليل يزوك سبت ريكيوك أغيب نفماتي كنينكي كيستوس أونستوني أونان Tino Shivoim Goim Moshio Ben Shoy Sisos Be Restos Er Nexte Vinere Yegon Nemine Hune Mine Shantef Soten Chenen Novi Soyem Mono Onayna Kirye Leison Kirye Leison Kirye Plogi Son Amine Zmoeroi Zmoeroi Metania conie volcom miesmo.
Mo pie Christos penuti.
Amin se
jobi. Ya Malik al-Salam, abna salamak, qarr lana salamak, waghfir lana khatayana. Laka al-quwa wal-majd, laka al-baraka wal-izz lal-abad. Amin.
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our dear brethren, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.